Cubans and the U.S. have agreed to reopen their embassies in Washington and Havana. The U.S. Embassy in Havana is expected to open later this month. Joining us now is Guillermo Grenier, who's at the Cuban Research Institute at the Florida International University. Guillermo, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And how big of a milestone is this from your perspective?
Oh, well, it could be bigger, I guess, but I don't know how. I mean, it's been exactly 19,902 days since the U.S. Terminated relations with Cuba. And, you know, one of those definitions of insanity is that you expect different outcomes doing the same thing over and over again. So maybe now all the things that the U.S. has critiqued about Cuba policy can actually be addressed. I mean, how the Cubans run their country, that can be actually addressed through diplomacy or sanctions, or at least engagement. And so I think it's huge. And I think it's huge for critics of the U.S. policy as well as for supporters of the rapprochement, because both are interested in change in Cuba, most likely, and what has been going on for the last 19,000 days hasn't worked.
But there are still going to be a lot of roadblocks, including from Senator Marco Rubio, who is Cuban-American, Republican senator from Florida, but also a candidate for president. And he says he wants to block the appointment of an ambassador to be in the U.S. embassy in Cuba. Do you see big obstacles ahead?
Oh, there will be obstacles. There will be rhetoric about obstacles. Now, how, in effect, that has an impact on the operations of diplomatic relations being continued, that's another story. I think that we don't need an ambassador. The U.S. doesn't really need an ambassador to do the same kinds of things. An upgraded interest section is just as effective as an embassy in terms of personnel. And that is an appropriation that's already in the books.
So you don't think having an ambassador will make that big of a difference?
No, I don't think so. I think it will be a huge symbolic difference. And I think there will be, I mean, in terms of operations of diplomatic relations, I don't think it will be that huge of a difference. I will make that big of a difference. But I think that it will be a sticking point and something that can be negotiated for. I mean, we expect all kinds of negotiations to go on from here on out. This is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of the story. We're negotiating with Iran, trying to get a deal, and maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. I think that's how we'll see negotiations with Cuba go forward. Sometimes the Congress will agree, sometimes the Congress won't agree, and there'll be specific events that have to occur before the Congress agrees or disagrees. So I think that the diplomatic channels are open now. They will continue to be open, and we'll see what lies ahead.
And what about the comments from Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton, who is another Republican from Florida and has been critical of the Obama administration's plans in Cuba? She says opening an embassy is not going to help the Cuban people at all.
Well, what has been going on hasn't helped, from her point of view, the Cuban people. So I would just suggest, if we've done something for 50 years that has not worked, it might be time to try something new. And we do have a whole array. We have a history. The United States has a history of dealing with governments that they don't agree with on human rights issues, on trade issues, and a variety of issues. And we deal, and that's how we deal with governments. So I think that the fact that now Cuba has entered that pantheon of normal relations, I think that, who knows, we might be able to help Cuban people even more than we've helped them the last 50 years.
Well, what are people saying where you are in South Florida, where there is a huge Cuban-American community, and many of them are on the Republican side and have been opposed to what President Obama has been doing? But at the same time, a lot of them, and a lot of younger Cubans, are very much in favor of a restoration of diplomatic relations.
No, that's right. And I think that most of the population here and in Cuba, 97% of Cubans are in favor of normalizing relations. But I think that a large percentage, if you ask how many Cubans, and as we do in our polls, which we've been doing these polls since 1991, and you see trends after so many years, and you clearly see that a balance has been reached where most Cubans want diplomatic relations, and most Cuban Americans here in Miami, South Florida, want diplomatic relations. And I think that that push has been led by the fact that Cubans keep coming. from the island. 300,000 have come in the last 10 years. And younger Cubans in socialized into the United States, democratic, liberal, democratic ethos, believe that perhaps it's better to engage a government than to isolate it in order to bring about the changes that you want to bring about.
That's Guillermo Grenier, who is a professor at Florida International University and the Cuba Research Institute there. Professor, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy.